Welcome to Openly Gamer Theater's production of Resting Glitch Face, a Shadowrun Anarchy actual play.
This is Dorothy. I'm playing Binary.
This is Maddie. I'm playing Collateral.
This is Shannon, and I'm playing Eris.
And this is Lindsay. I'm playing Arsenal.
Warned, the following content may not be suitable for all audiences.
Where we left off last time, the party was split into two groups.
Yeah, Ruckus and Sneak.
Because we opened the door and the dead security guard.
Yes.
That's where
you guys left off. Where Ruckus left off was...
The dude with nice shoes.
The hobo with nice shoes. Right. So we'll start off with Sneak. As you open the door, the weight of this dead security guard is pushing against the door as you open it. So the body just kind of falls at your feet. Boom.
Well, shit.
Just gotta get the gun out to just make sure that nothing's happening in the building.
Oh, wait, you guys heard from us. Because I had called.
Oh, yeah.
I said, we may have an issue. There's a guy down here. I think we have another Shadowrun team.
Well, we definitely have an issue because there's a dead guy up here.
I'm going to go see if I can smooth things over with the other team.
Smooth talk away.
So what are you going to do with this body?
Let's just shuffle him to the side and then continue.
Okay, I'll get his underarms. You get his feet.
Okay.
There's blood. It looks like he had suffered some sort of a puncture wound and bled out leaning up against this door.
He got.
You know, watch your feet. Don't step in the blood. You're tracking that all over the...
And as you say that, you see distinctly there are some footprints, bloody footprints leading up the stairs.
In the stairwell, do we continue going up following the footsteps or do we...
I think we should continue up the same way. Just don't step in the other footprints.
You make your way to the second floor. The footprints, the bloody footprints, continue up to the third floor.
Well, we need
to go to the second floor, right?
Yeah, 210. So that's where we need to be.
I'm going to kind of peek through and kind of see if I see anything inside this doorway.
Hey, Eris, with that dead guard, there are some bloody footprints that are leading up this stairwell. We're already at the second floor. We're just going to retrieve the file and come back.
Great. We might not even have to perform a ruckus.
Exactly.
Arsenal, you peek into the doorway onto this floor and you see a hallway. The signs of the office numbers are sticking out. So they have like, instead of looking at the wall, they have like
a doctor's office.
Yeah, like a doctor. Exactly. So they have little signs that has, you know, just the numbers of the doors. There's nothing indicating what businesses are what or even if they're even occupied at this point. And there's nobody in the hallway.
Binary, I think everything looks clear. I don't really hear anything. I don't really see anything. Nothing really happening on this floor.
So we're looking for room 210 then. That's where we need to be.
To the right.
Okay.
The ruckus team outside.
So I'm going to start walking over to this guy and I'm going to give him the nod, you know? Like the nod.
Okay.
Like, how you doing?
No.
No,
it's like the Shadowrun nod, you know, like.
How you doing? Yeah.
It's like the ween nod, you know.
Okay.
Whenever you're like looking
weed
for something. Yeah. Yeah. So.
I've never had to make that nod before.
Yeah. So I'm going to do the ween nod, except for it's the Shadowrun
like
nod.
The bro nod. You could call it the bro nod. You know, like the. Hey, what's up?
But it's not just that. It's also like...
I know why you're here.
I know why
I'm
you're
also
here. I get you. I'm not a threat.
Are you walking directly to him? Or are you kind of walking... Because he's laying right next to the pharmacy. You guys were actually just like down the street, across the street from the building that you were going into.
I'm going to walk a little bit and then I'll give him the nod.
The weed nod. The Shadowrun nod.
Yeah.
He's got an old, like, matted tarp. Looks like it was, like, holes. And he's also got a, like, a poncho. So he's got a hood with a poncho, and then he's got an old tarp laying over him. And you give him this nod as you make eye contact with him. And he had been laying on his hands, and it looked like he was, like, talking into his wrist, like a wristwatch or something like that. And you make eye contact with him and make a perception check.
What is perception again? It's like willpower plus something.
It's willpower plus logic, I believe.
Yep, willpower plus logic.
No, your codex.
I got one success.
Okay, he gives you the nod back.
I'm going to walk over like he's panhandling.
Are you giving him hard currency, or are you giving him like a cred stick, or what are you doing? Panhandling is kind of a different beast, right? in 2070, so.
I'm going to give him a cred stick, but I'm going to try and be slow about it so I can actually, like, talk to him.
All right, so you extend your cred stick out, and you see he activates his pan to accept your withdrawal. Essentially, you make a connection, virtual connection, and he draws out $20.
Okay, so I'm going to walk away, and as I walk away, I'm
going to... And he says, God bless you, by the way.
Think nothing of it. And then I walk away, and I'm still talking to him. I'm like, we're here, too. Are we going to have problems, or can we work together?
I don't want any problems.
Neither do I. My team said you're up on the third floor?
Yeah.
We're on the second floor. You doing any destruction?
No.
Okay. We're going to make it look like a break-in. I mean, it was, but by, like, a homeless person.
Okay.
Does that mess anything up for you?
Nope.
Okay. Will you let your team know?
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Wait, hang on. What's a better word? What's a good Shadowrun word?
For awesome?
Yeah.
I don't know if there is. Is there a better word than awesome?
Arctic. Or chill.
Yeah, chill is what I was going to do.
That's chill. Also, this is so not chill.
It's kind of awkward.
Why?
Because you're literally telling them exactly where we are.
I didn't tell them exactly what... It's a whole building.
I don't think this building is as big as you think it is.
But I also think it's not a big... Like, they're runners. They're doing their business, and we're doing ours. We can either tell them we're on the second floor, stay the fuck away, or we can fight them, which I don't want to do.
But what if now it's going to actually be a fight? What if before we could have just snuck in and snuck out, and they wouldn't have known the difference?
They hadn't seen us.
They saw you.
Joe, what are you doing?
I'm making contacts, motherfucker. You go do your own shit.
You see Eris walk by this bum, and then you see some icons pop up, and then, you know, you see money change hands, and then she walks off, and she's having this conversation, and you're just kind of standing there.
Joe is trying to look like a loiterer.
Go ahead and make a perception check also.
I am moderately okay at that. One success.
The guy that she's communicating with, he's watching her, like, continue to walk, and then he looks back over in the direction where you are, and something about him just doesn't seem right. He seems nervous.
I am going to send a text message to Eris. Oh, wait, no. No, you must have given us your comm information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're connected.
Yeah. So I sent her a message.
Yeah, my burner anyway.
Aw. Someday I'll get your real number.
Maybe, if you're lucky.
And I send her, something's not right. Send, I don't like this guy. Send, he looks nervous.
That pops up on my sunglasses.
Right.
And I'm still kind of talking to this guy. Why are you so nervous?
No reason. Didn't expect to see another team.
This your first run?
No.
Question mark?
I'm in the biz.
What's your name?
Boggs.
What you do, Boggs?
What?
What do you do?
Oh, I'm just here making sure nothing goes down.
Are you a rigger? Do you have eyes in the sky?
Yeah, I gotta go. He gets up and he starts to walk in the opposite direction of where Joe is. So he's gonna walk past you, but he's gonna walk down the street and...
Okay. I'm still playing it cool. I'm being professional. Okay. So I'm still playing it cool. I'm walking away from him. I'll look around and see if I see any drones.
Nothing overt.
Who's the police in St. Louis?
Oh, it's Lone Star.
It is Lone Star? Mm-hmm. Is there anything that would make me suspect that this guy's Lone Star?
Do you have any kind of knowledge or...
I have knowledge St. Louis society.
Yep, he's certainly not a society member.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have any sort of knowledge skill or anything. Okay.
So, Joe, you see this guy get up, and now he's walking away.
Send a another text. Do you want me to follow him? Or would you like me to stay and protect you? Winky face.
I'm no good in a fight.
Joe starts slowly meandering in Eris's direction.
Sorry, I didn't flirt back.
Damn.
She's gonna earn
hard
it.
To get.
So as he turns the corner and presumably to fuck off, his poncho falls back from his face and he's a clean cut guy, Elvin. Oh.
Just like me.
Us.
Just like us. Bunch of hot elves just hanging out on the street.
Well, he certainly isn't hot. He's just more of a, he's just kind of a regular looking dude, but he just happens to be an elf. But he's not a bum. There's no doubt about it.
Just let me live my life. If you guys had played to elves, that could have been our name. A bunch of hot elves hanging out on the street. He doesn't look like a bum, but he looks like just a regular dude.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta get back in it. There's not like an insight that I can roll. I want to know more about this guy, but I don't really know what to ask either. And I can't talk it out of him.
Well,
obviously.
you can roll lucking out. That's edge plus edge.
Oh. Question.
If you have no other things you could do, luck.
Yeah, I mean, you could also see like, you know, where they particularly like hang out, where they live, that sort of thing.
Yeah, they're not going to tell me something like that, though. Like, the only way to find that out is if we stalk them. Ooh. I don't want to do that. We don't have any business. We don't have to give a fuck about this other Shadowrun team.
You shouldn't have given him money. No, just give him money to hobos.
I don't care. I got all the money. I got 2 sixes and 2 ones.
Nice.
For lucking out.
As he's turning and the hood of his poncho falls back, you get a good view of his face, and you saw that he's Elvin, and you recognized him, but you don't know from where.
Okay. And he's not St. Louis society.
He's not high society or anything like that, but there's something about him. You're like, I've seen that face before.
We're on a mission, so we all have video feeds going all the time. So, like, wink or whatever I have to do to take a picture of my sunglasses.
Sure.
And I'm going to send it to Binary, and I'm going to be, over the comms, I'm going to be like, don't worry about that now, Binary, but we might want to know who he is later.
I still have her burner phone linked into mine, so I would have already seen that.
Sure.
Well, that's what I said. So a lot of times on missions, you'll have video feeds for everybody going all the time.
Right. Got you.
So like you guys can see what we're doing and we can see kind of what you're doing.
Okay. Right. Yeah. I'll just kind of like file it away.
So everybody saw this pic. What knowledge skills does everybody have? Does anybody have anything?
I cannot imagine knowledge anime coming in handy here.
No.
He's a voice actor.
I have corporate security and St. Louis, like knowledge history / St. Louis.
Okay.
I have military procedures and architecture.
Okay. Okay. Well, then, as the absolute fallback, the rest of you can roll edge plus edge. To luck out.
It's 2 and 2, I guess.
Hey. Does everybody have 2 edge?
Yeah, no, I have 3 edge.
Damn, you're rolling in the dough. Nope.
Wow.
Not a damn thing.
Can you edge your edge?
Edge your edge roll? Sure, I guess so.
Hell yeah.
Everything's falling.
Better. 4 successes.
Nice.
Damn, girl.
So, Joe, as you're standing there, and you don't see him well as she does because she's closer, and he turns, and his hood falls back, and he actually just kind of looks at Eris for like a split second, and that's when she snaps the pick, and then he turns and walks around the corner by winking. as soon as you saw the face, you knew exactly who he was because he was the reporter that interviewed you after your big fight.
I know him.
Who is he?
He interviewed me after one of my fights.
Fuck, it's a reporter?
Yeah.
Do you think he's getting a scoop or is he actually with this team?
He was Jake Boggs. He gave his real name. What a rookie.
You're learning. I like that.
So now he is now around the corner.
Okay. I want to like... I don't even know the word that I'm looking for, like, dishevel him. Like, I want to, like, take him. I want him to be taken aback.
You're trying to rattle him?
Yes, rattle.
Throw the big chick at him.
I don't want to kill him. You murderous motherfuckers.
She doesn't have to use killing hands.
No.
I want to rattle him. I want to rattle him with words. I want to use what I'm good at. I'm going to open the comm up again.
Okay. Blocked.
Okay. I'm going to walk over there then.
All right. So you walk around the corner and you see him running down the street.
Hey, Jake.
He stops and kind of turns to look like slowly like turns and looks over his shoulder like, oh, shit.
All right, I'm going to walk coolly and slowly.
He puts his hands up.
I'll kind of imitate, like, we're here to parlay sort of thing.
People know I'm out here.
Don't worry about it. I just want to talk to you. And I continue walking slowly to him.
Do you consent to me recording?
No.
Then you might want to cover your face, because I can't control a lot broadcast from my eye.
My face is already covered.
Yeah, you got sunglasses.
Yeah, I've got the...
Well, he takes his right hand and he just covers his right eye.
Okay.
He says, if you promise not to hurt me.
I won't hurt you. Was any of this live stream?
No, it was. I was recording it because I had a lead.
Okay, what was your lead?
Are we exchanging ideas here or scoops? Or what are we doing here?
I'm going to tell you what you have to worry about right now.
Okay.
And you can tell me your scoop.
So you're threatening him?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm trying to help him.
Okay.
Because there's another team here who just killed a fucking guy.
Okay, well.
It's a friendly manner.
Okay, so you're not trying to intimidate him. You're more trying to convince him.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Want me to roll persuasion?
Yep.
Hot damn. And I got silver tongue, so I get a reroll two of failed ones. And those are two more successes.
Damn.
That's Shannon fired. Successes.
He's got his hand over his eye, and you say, you know, I'm just trying to help you. And you do it with such sincerity. He nods, and you see him pull his hood down over his eye so that way he doesn't have to keep holding his hand over it. You're protecting me from what? I believe that you don't want to hurt me, but, you know, so what the hell's going on?
What was your lead?
A bunch of gangers who are targeting renewal efforts. Breaking in, stealing the copper, trashing places, things like that. Well, I mean, that's not new. And I got a tip that it was going to happen at the headquarters of one of the companies that's doing the renewal. So I showed up. Word that I got was that it was the Cobras that were behind it.
I'm not sure if that's who's in there or not. There's someone in there besides us.
Okay, what were you guys
there's
there for?
There's a dead body.
So they killed somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Or someone was killed.
I'm pretty sure they killed somebody. It looked like a security guard.
There's two other security guards in there. What happened to them?
We don't know yet.
What are you guys there for?
A job.
So I'm straight with you, but...
I'm being straight with you. You know how Shadowruns are. We have minimal information. We're getting a file. That's all we know. We shouldn't be talking here, though, if you're not part of the other team.
Okay. Where do you want to talk?
Follow me. And I'm going to help him hide. Like, because we need to hide.
Joe, make a... Eris and Collateral make perception checks.
My tiny little perception. Two successes!
Oh, God, that was so loud.
Sorry, I get really excited. I'm real excitable.
One success.
Okay.
Can we add dice to a reroll? If we use an edge to reroll, can I add dice to that pool?
Not an edge, a PowerPoint.
No, if I use edge to reroll, can I use a plot point?
Plot point. That's
for the...
An extra dice.
Yeah, that's the add and the glitch dice.
Okay.
Okay, you're spinning an edge and then a plot point to get a glitch dice added to your edge.
The blue's the glitch.
Okay.
Woohoo, so close.
So yeah.
One happens, something bad happens.
I only got three successes.
Yeah, a glitch on a... on a skill means that something bad happens.
Three successes.
Total of three. The pharmacy, it's got an overhang and it has two doors to go in and it's barred. And then there's a alley next to the front. As you're walking, you're like, this would be a good place to hide. He grabs you from the side and pushes you as he jumps on top of you as a sniper round goes right over your head.
He really is my really best good buddy.
Him saved you. Oh, we probably saw the red dot.
Way to slack, Joe.
I was hanging back so that he wouldn't look intimidating.
So you see them, they're right as they walk back around the corner, and then you see him grab her and then push and jump on top of her.
Oh, Joe's sprinting.
I'm going to try and say sniper before she hurts my new best friend.
and before she tries to get shot at.
Yeah, and also, yeah, that too.
Sneak Groove, you are at office 210. You see the maglock pad is next to it, and it's actually a pretty decent one.
Oh.
Time to break
it's,
into this
It's an alphanumeric keypad with thumbprint.
I can fake a finger.
Yeah. You can hack that.
I'm trying to help you. Wait, you have cyber combat. You get an extra two for that.
Oh, shit.
Well, I guess that depends on how you're going about it.
Four successes.
The red light turns green. Arsenal, make a perception check.
Willpower plus logic.
Yep, willpower plus logic. Oh, and judging intent is charisma plus charisma.
Ooh. Fuck, I have so much of that. That's 16 dice.
I need to buy more dice.
Now you understand why I have so many.
Zero.
Okay.
I'm not perceptive.
All right, binary, the light turns green.
Okay. I motion to Arsenal, like, come on, we're in, and start to open the door.
Door opens very easily. It's been just recently replaced, and the office still has that new office smell.
Oh, love the new office smell.
There's still boxes of wherever they had moved, I guess, from. They're still in the process of unboxing, like, their stuff and whatnot. Their computer system is online. You can see that there's a couple of smaller offices within the actual office itself. Of whoever these people are that are, they even don't even have their names up on the doors yet. It's that new.
Sneak on over and start trying to look for the file.
Do you, you're, as a technomancer, you're really just kind of sitting there. You can just kind of put your hands on it and kind of get the feel of it that way.
Yeah.
So as Val is now caressing this computer.
All
the curves of your body.
And as you're sitting there, you hear a distinct thump.
Upstairs.
Guard number two. He down.
And then you hear a woman's voice. Oh, my God.
I think we've got a situation.
How close am I to getting the file? Should I roll for it?
Yeah. You can roll for it.
Oh, my millions of dice again. Two successes. Fucking hell.
You find the file, but it's going to take you a little bit to actually, like...
Use edge.
Okay. Do I reroll all of this?
Your fails.
Did you add your cyber comment?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. Reroll the leaner.
Thank you, Shannon, for teaching me how to roll. Six. How many is that? Seven successes.
Oh, it's a wash.
No, I got no successes.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
If it's a tie, it goes to the player.
Yeah. And you're accessing it. How many total did you get?
Seven.
Yeah, I got zero. So you are...
I fucking own this system.
It's still on its, like, factory reset setting. They haven't even, like, set the...
One, two, three, four.
Right, the security protocols in it yet.
Guest.
So, yes, not only do you have access to the system... You could basically put whatever you want to in it.
Ooh. We were also...
Could track what they're doing.
You could establish yourself as almost like a hidden user, admin.
That's exactly where I was going.
Was this for the security system or was this for the computer?
This is for the office computer system.
We were also going to see if there's any other pay data, so you would want to try and copy that over too.
What?
any other data that might be interesting you would want to copy over too.
Yeah.
Well, then if she puts a plug in, she can jump in anytime she wants and see what's going on.
That's right.
All right. So are you going to...
Are there security cameras?
This computer system, it's just for the office. Mm. You would have to hack the building security system to...
Do I have access to this
from this computer? Terminal? It would share information. You would have to just use it as a doorway to access. So are you going to...
I can sketch you up the network infrastructure.
Architecture. So here's the question. Are you going to spend time...
That was Shannon, not my character. Oh. My character can't do that.
Are you going to spend time going into the building security system, or are you going to spend time downloading the files that you want,
I'll compile a sprite to grab the file, and then I'll work on putting myself in the server, basically.
All you're really doing is making a copying sprite, yeah. So that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
So that means you're going to roll your tasking plus your logic.
Hey! 4 successes.
Your sprite appears and then immediately starts going to work. It's just standing there with the data file, and it just kind of very much like a photocopy machine just kind of goes and is copying the information onto another mobile file.
Are you sure it's not something goofy like, what you want, binary? I played a Technomancer with Goofy.
Yeah, if you want to specialize, if you want to come up with a list, Dorothy, of sprites and what they do,
sure.
And you can name them if you want to, or you could, you know, do goofy stuff like that,
sure.
if you'd like.
I'll do that.
So you compile this sprite. It's now making the copies that you're wanting, and then with the instruction of what going back to you whenever it's done.
Yep.
It begins its thing. Now you're going to try and access through this office computer system to the main host of the building.
Right.
Okay, that's going to be a little bit more difficult.
Okay, so I should do...
It's a hacking plus logic.
Yep, logic plus hacking. Should I do cyber combat and then also my code slinger? I need another dice.
Give her one of my big ones.
Oh, give her some of
my roommate's dice.
Only 2 successes. Use your last edge.
Yeah.
Use your last edge.
Use your last edge.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Damn!
Fucking hell. Alright.
Those fucking pirate heads.
Yeah, screw you guys.
Look how many ones you have.
I know.
That's disproportionate.
I only got 3 successes.
3?
All of that, yeah.
Oh, tie goes to the player. So.
Aw, yeah. Alright,
you're in, but you don't place a mark yet. To start doing actions, it's going to take you a little bit.
Okay.
There was the thump that you heard, Arsenal. And you heard this woman react, and then right above you, you hear the report of a suppressed weapon.
How much longer are you going to be, Binary?
I'm trying to gain access to the whole system, so it's going to take me a couple minutes.
I thought we were just trying to grab the file and go.
Don't rush me.
Okay, well, there's a lady screaming upstairs, as well as I just heard a suppressed gun go off.
Well, that's why we brought you, isn't it?
If I lock you in here, can you duck and cover if you need to?
I'm sure I can handle myself.
I'm going to go see what's going on. I'm going to go peek up the staircase.
Uh-huh.
Joe, I want you to make another perception check. Eris says sniper to you. You didn't see anything initially.
1 success.
All right. So what you see is as... Eris is just barely around the corner with the cover of this overhang. There's like a pillar that they're hiding behind. And you see a muzzle flash from across the street, part of the column, the pillar that they're hiding behind, just kind of fracture as it gets hit. You look up and you distinctly see, because you're an adept, a spirit fly up from the rooftop and now is flying off to the south.
We got flyers. They're headed south, it looks like. Whatever it is. It's a spirit. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's time to slut and run.
I agree. Get behind me, both of you.
Post, come on.
What about your friends?
They should be fine.
Guys, it seems like we might have a situation in the building.
Awesome.
Do you have the file?
Yes, we have the file. I'm still working on gaining access to the entire system.
We don't need that. Let's go. We got to get out of here.
We got a problem up here. There's people getting shot left and right.
It's not our job to save them. We need to go.
I'm not worried about saving anybody. I'm worried about our own asses up here.
Yeah, get out.
That's what I told Binary, and she wants to diddle around in the computer system trying to hack the whole system.
Oh, fuck. Binary, this is small beans.
Small beans.
I really like the visual of Eris saying, this is small beans.
This is small beans.
Small potatoes. That's what it actually is.
That's still so country.
Where's St. Louis, motherfucker?
Welcome to the Midwest.
This is insignificant. We need to go, or else you or one of your friends or me will die.
Jeez, Mom. Okay, fine.
And we drove here. You drove?
Oh, I did drive.
Your Escalade? All right.
Uh-huh, I parked it on the side.
Before Arsenal comes back down the stairs, how much more am
I didn't
I, able
I didn't go up the stairs.
Oh, okay. Well, before she comes back in and
she
grabs
was like
me.
Getting to the door.
Yeah.
You breach into the main computer system of the building, okay. And it's a little bit more sophisticated than the office that you were in, but not much more. So you figure, given a little bit more time, you could have total control over this building. Uh-huh. But then you're getting comms saying, you know, we need to get out of here. We need to get out of here. And you can already tell that someone has already been in here because they've already triggered some of the countermeasures that are going off. And one of them is an alert countermeasure that you could assume probably goes to Lone Star.
Motherfucking ice.
Arsenal, you go out into the stairwell and you look up. You had opened the door like you were going to go up, follow the bloody footsteps. The third floor door opens and a guy steps out into the stairwell and looks at you like, oh, shit. And he's standing there. He's wearing a tactical vest with pockets. He's got black fatigues on. Both arms are cyber arms. So they're like silver cyber arms.
Oh, that's a big dude.
And as he steps out, he kind of stops, looks like down the stairs at you like, oh, shit. And in his right hand, he has a long, like a heavy pistol with a big silencer on it. And in his left hand, he's carrying the head of an orc woman.
Hello, I'm just cleaning the building. Nothing to see here.
Just close the door.
So you just go.
I'm just doing building maintenance.
Jump out the fucking window.
Don't understand.
Yo no hablo inglés.
All right, so you do the Homer Simpson and just fade into the hedge.
No, really. That's what I want to do right now. I'm just gonna like. Weed nod.
You give him the weed nod.
And he's like, I'm like, no,
bitch, no.
I am definitely gonna pull a Homer Simpson and get the fuck out of there.
Okay, all right. So you just kind of step back, close the door.
Can I like bar the door somehow?
With a plot point, you could. Maybe there's a fire axe you could stick in there or something. Okay. You spend a plot point, and now, there's a way you could bar it, or there's like an emergency a lever or something like that that you could put over the door.
To give us a little bit of time.
So you step back, fade back, close the door, and then you go, bar it, and you hear the door go, like he tries it, but then that's all you hear.
Binary, we need to go. The staircase is not an option.
So, I mean, okay, so I have access to the buildings.
Cameras?
The main host. Yeah, you're in it. You just haven't gained access to all of its systems. It would require some time to take control over it and things like that. But it's already in a heightened sense or heightened state of alarm because it's already been tripped.
Okay. Could I leave a sprite?
If you wanted to. You're going to compile a sprite. Your copy sprite is, by the time you're in here, your copy sprite is basically finished.
Dorothy doesn't know the answer to this question and needs help.
Okay.
Shannon does.
When I have a sprite, it comes back to me or it is recalled. Is there any limitation on distance that happens?
Not really, no.
So basically, I could just leave him here, mm-hmm. say, you finish the job, mm-hmm. and then we fuck off.
Right. I mean, the only risk that you would have is either if there was some sort of countermeasure that could target it in combat, or a Decker or another Technomancer could decompile it or destroy it.
Really, once it's done its job, it doesn't have to come back to you.
No, it can just transmit what it has to you.
Okay.
It's not physically anywhere. It's in the cloud.
Yeah.
So your file is now in the cloud, and you can decompile your sprite, and it just disappears in the resonance.
Okay. So, I'll just kind of readminister him to now enter the system and give me access to so that we can fuck off.
Arsenal, you're on the other side of the door. You feel you hear the door go as he, like, tries it. You hear heavy footsteps of his booted feet on the staircase, and you hear his voice.
Primary objective taken care of. Moving towards exit.
This motherfucker has a black box on his neck. I'm gonna be pissed, Eric. That's a reference to our other show around IP that you guys should all listen to.
All right, so Collateral, as you saw the spirit take off, just from your vantage point, you can see there is some movement on that roof, and it looks like they're bugging out.
Collateral is still going to act as though it is a danger zone.
I'm booking it. I'm not going to fight, and I know it. And also, our objective has been reached.
Completed. Yeah.
Okay, side note really quick.
I think we should drive her car back to get them.
Can we give the Escalade a name?
Wait, I got the best name. Black Betty. Bram-a-lam. Whoa, Black Betty. Let's just call it the Bram-a-lam.
There we go.
I'm never going to be able to say Bram-a-lam.
Bram-a-lam. We're booking it to the Bram-a-lam.
So silly. We are going
to the
Bram-a-lam.
Are you protecting me?
I am.
Okay. Did you throw her over your shoulder?
I don't think she'll let me do that.
Okay.
Not yet, anyway.
So.
I winked for the podcast listeners.
So, Arsenal has remote start with Bram-a-lam, but she would have to be the one that does it, so...
Would Collateral not have...
No, because her vehicle's inside it.
Yeah. You didn't give me any way to get it, my vehicle inside it?
well, we didn't... Did you specifically put your vehicle inside of it?
Yes, that is where the bike goes.
It's kind of been
Well, I guess the question is, does Cammy give, like, the... unlock code to her friends.
Of course.
Okay, so then you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I had assumed.
It's just 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm just kidding. Actually, it's 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay? Get it right.
All right, so you make your way to the Bram-a-lam and pile in.
Every time.
Joe is going to drive because Joe's actually a pretty good driver.
Okay.
Joe's definitely going to try.
Joe's driving my vehicle. No.
Yeah, so as you see us get into your car,
don't even put a scratch on it, Collateral.
I grind the clutch. Your name.
I will take a shotgun to your vehicle if you hurt mine.
I'll get a new one.
With what money?
You don't know how much money I have. She says as she's like
drawing complete attention.
I took a defensive driving course. I know how to drive.
Wow, that's a sassy finger.
All right, so you pull the Escalade around to the front, and as you do this, high-pitched engine sounds as you turn the corner and you see coming from the other direction, you see three motorcycles coming at really high speed. Down Jefferson. They're coming directly in your, you know, like towards you.
I turn to my new good friend, Post, who I gave a Shadowrun name to, and I say, it looks like there's your Cobras.
Yeah, that's them. As you guys are pulling up, the three bikes don't even really slow down or anything. They're just looks like they're just going to blow right past you guys. But what happens is, coming out from one of the side doors is this cyber-armed freak guy. He just steps out, and he holds out this whatever he has in his hand. And the bikes go by. They just do this handoff, and the bikes just take off. There was a distinct handoff as this big freaky guy carrying a woman's head in his hand holds the head out, and these bikers drive by at top speed. One of them reaches out, snatches the hair, and just keeps going. And then freak dude just kind of looks at your Escalade as it's parked and, you know, pulls up in front. He just kind of looks at you, Joe.
Does the Shadow Run
gives
nod?
Gives you the weed nod. And then
yes.
And turns and just starts walking down the street.
Good night, St. Louis. I just like how Joe gets the nod, but when Cammy gave the nod to this guy, it was like, just kidding, I'm going to fade.
you just got to be confident in your nod.
No,
you like, second-guessed your nod.
You second-guessed it. Joe, she's got a lot of edge. She looks like a badass, so
she also witnessed it successfully done.
Yeah.
You get your...
Also, I have to protect her. We're still doing a freaking job. I mean, I can go get shot up, but, like, what's the real point here? We need to secure the lady.
You get the file. And your vehicle's out front. Binary, you know the police are on their way.
Would this be an appropriate time to call my cleaner contact?
This would be an excellent time to call a cleaner contact.
What's my cleaner contact's name, Eric?
Well, I mean, you could do something as...
I didn't know if you had an in-world
a cleaner?
Didn't Brian used to play a cleaner?
Yeah, his name was Victor the Cleaner.
That's the best.
Yeah, he stole that from La Femme Nikita.
Oh my god.
His name's got to be like Billy Mays or something, because he did all of those cleaning infomercials.
Uh-oh. He's the ShamWow. Yeah.
The ShamWow. That's my cleaner's
name.
The Bramalam and the ShamWow.
What's that weird Sham-Wow tape shit that the kids are always talking about? That's a strong tape. I don't know what I'm talking about. My daughter says that shit all the time.
Gosh.
And it's some sort of tape that can hold shit together like
we're
crazy.
We're too old for that.
I know, we're too old for that reference. Damn it.
Man.
So, all right. So, yes, long and short of it is you get your file. You get away from the police. But the police do descend on this area.
I call my cleaner ShamWow.
Yeah, ShamWow is relatively local. He says that he'll see what he can do about cleaning this up. But there's already a police presence there. It's going to be a little bit more. It's going to be a little bit difficult. I'll see what I can do.
Could I, since this guy is gone now, could I try and hack into like police dispatch?
That's a different. That's a completely different.
That's
a, you're
yeah
hacking into wow, Lone Star, yeah, the biggest, one of the biggest security firms in the world.
I was more so
world
just meeting like the
this is
like the radio, not necessarily into the entire.
Oh, just to monitor the radio.
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't even really need to hack that. That's just you would just tune into their comm frequency.
Yeah, I was just wanting to see how close they were and how much time.
Yeah,
we
hell,
had.
Post probably has access to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shannon, you don't know what I could do.
Somebody tripped an alarm, and you'll find out next time some of the details of that. You have
tune
the
in.
To be tuned.
So.
Thanks for joining us today. To be tuned for next episode.
What do I need to do to make some rando I meet on a job a contact?
You role play it and make it so that way they are now a contact. In character contacts, I intend to do it this way. So if for instance in the first episode, if Joe would have made friends with the dude that she beat up and made puke, then
nothing starts a friendship better than beating him up and making a puke.
Then, you know, if you say, hey, I want this guy as a contact, I have no problem with that. So having him as a contact is totally fine.
Yes.
Maybe someday down the line, freaky cyber arm dude could be a contact. You never know.
His name is Colossus. I don't care what anyone says.
Well, he certainly, he never spoke, so you don't know if he's Russian or not, but he certainly looked the part.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Resting Glitch Face. Theme music by Synthetsk. Background music by Machinima Sound. Produced by Eric Osley. Shadowrun is copyrighted property of the Topps Company. Openly a Gamer Theater and Gamers Table are trademark properties of Side Tangent Productions.